Hey, 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 and welcome. This is Braxton Cosby. I am your host of the new radio show, podcast, whatever you want to call it, Fat Free, Ask the Fat Doc. This show is coming to you live, well, actually recorded, right from the home of me, Braxton Cosby. Dr. Braxton Cosby, your physical therapist, your trainer, your sports nutritionist, your motivational speaker, anything that I have to be for you to get serious about being fit, for you to get serious about being an inspiration to someone else, for you to accept and embrace the purpose that God has placed in your life. I am all of those things coming to you with my voice and my two hands if I can. If I can reach out and touch you, lay hands on you, and inspire you to be something fantastic, then so be it. Let me do that. But what I do want to do first to all of you who may not know me is introduce myself officially. My name is Braxton Cosby. I am a licensed and accredited physical therapist. Been practicing for over 13 years. Have worked with patients in all settings from geriatrics, pediatrics, acute care, outpatient. I've worked with athletes, the whole nine yards, and I have just truly enjoyed my job because what it has become to me is my way of giving back. I've used the God-given talents of being able to be an athlete, go out there and compete at a high level at the University of Miami, the Harvard of the South. Yeah, I know that's a joke, but still, really loved the experience I had at University of Miami. Learned a lot of things other than just my athletic career. I had a fantastic time working with, getting my education. And one thing that I do love through the experience of actually being injured myself, my senior year, tearing my hamstring and not being able to compete for a while, at least not at 100%, was the rehab process. It is definitely something that inspired me to give back, so to speak, the things that I learned from the trainers and the doctors who I worked with and said, hey, I'm going to get into this field and I'm going to be able to give to someone. And how wonderful it is for you to actually be able to give to anybody, whether it be an adult who gives to young people through your experiences of hurt and joy and pain and perseverance, or even to an older person who just may be needing an uplift. So that is an amazing experience, and I live that out daily with the people who I do work with. I also do a lot of consultation work. Help build programs and get protocols established for people who need to lose weight. I myself have not been someone who struggled with weight on one end, but have really tried to become the person who I felt really comfortable with looking in the mirror. For a long time, I hung around 185 to 200, pounds, and really was never satisfied with the image I saw, and obviously that went a lot deeper than just what I saw with my eyes, but what I felt in my heart and soul. And as I've gone through this journey that God has taken me through, I've learned a lot. I've been able to be influenced by so many. I've really been able to jump into and find the space that I fit in as far as a spiritual being, having this walk as a human being. And really have found joy in the experience. And, I'm a family man, happily married with my wife and three wonderful girls who are just, if there was any other reason to exist, they would be that. They are an extension of both of us. And through the love that we have been able to fortify through one another, we have had these girls and just they continue to enlighten me, challenge me, and inspire me to be a better man, all four of my ladies. So thank you, girls, for who you are and who you continue to become. I am also a certified personal trainer. Like I said earlier, I do help people with weight loss programs. I run a couple of boot camps down here in Atlanta, Georgia, where I am currently stationed, and we have helped recently a group of folks towards the end of the year lose over 100 pounds in 10 weeks. So very happy. Hopefully you guys, if you're listening to this podcast, you are getting geared up, because we're going to start it back up again in February, I think. along with other groups that we'll be getting going. So we're just going to be busy in 2015, losing weight, feeling good, achieving our health goals. If you haven't done that yet, let me speak that into you right now. You need to grab a sheet of paper. You need to make those goals plain. Put them in front of you. Write them on tablets like God said. Put them on walls. Hang them high. Let other people see them. Be accountable to not just yourself, but to others who are in love with you and who do love you, so that they can challenge you. Say, hey, man, I see you. You said you wanted to lose 20 pounds, but I see you eating that cookie. Let them call you out. Don't get mad at them. Listen to them. Realize they're coming from a place of love, even if sometimes they do be a little bit too judgmental. But understand that they want to help you, and those people are there for that purpose. Speaking of purpose, I do encourage all of you to challenge yourself to find your purpose. Make sure that you live every day on purpose, and that everything that happens to you is on purpose, because it is trying to build you into becoming the person that God has predestined you to be. I'm also a certified nutritionist, so hey, I am here to help you eat right. We talk about the thing that is so near and dear to my heart as far as my fitness professional life is concerned, and that is my campaign, the Eat Less, Move More initiative. And if you haven't learned about that, go to my website, BraxtonCosby.com. Click on Cosby's Corner, where you can get access to my blogs and get a chance to read through some of those and find the Eat Less, Move More blog that I did. This is a campaign that is finally the thing that's making sense for people. You know, we don't have all those convoluted things that you have to do where you got to cut this out, you know, don't do this, don't do that, and add this, eat this, binge on this, diet on this, purge yourself on that. That stuff is just impossible. I love eating. I know you do too. And Eat Less, Move More just basically talks about controlling volume and some of the things of what you eat. So if I'm going to tell you to take something out of your diet, it's going to be fried foods, because there's no way to combat cholesterol better than not putting it in your body in the first place. High cholesterol leads to things such as coronary artery disease, arteriosclerosis, atherosclerosis, and everything that will lead you down the path of eventually having a heart attack or a stroke. So cut out the fried foods, anything with batter on it. Now, if you take something and you want to fry it in a little light olive oil or peanut oil, have at it. But if you got some batter on that thing, man, throw it to the curb. Do not eat it. Avoid it. Swerve to the right or left. Make sure you get around it, and do not partake in that. That is my do not. My second thing I'm going to ask you to do, if you're really serious about losing weight in 2015, don't have seconds. Learn how to train your mind to obey your heart. I like that. Just came up with it. That just came right out. Train your mind to obey your heart. Your heart wants to work efficiently. It is a muscle that is independent of anything. It's got its own start and stop mechanism called the SA node, the pacemaker, if you will, and it works. And it works very well when it doesn't have to deal with a lot of gunk, a lot of resistance from excess weight, a lot of stress. So listen, make your mind listen to your heart, and do not have seconds. Your stomach is telling you to have seconds, maybe even your body. But learn how to whip your mind into shape and push away from the table. Say, hey, I've got one setting, I got one helping, and I am done. Step away, maybe 2 to 3 hours, then you get yourself a nice healthy snack. So those are my two don'ts, is don't eat the fried food and don't have seconds. You do that, then we step right into the campaign. What is Eat Less, Move More? Eat Less, Move More has two components to it. You're going to eat less. You're going to eat half of the meals of the size or the volume of a plate that you used to eat. You're going to take up your normal plate. Be honest with yourself. Don't double and triple it just because you're trying to do this campaign with me, guys. Go ahead and take your regular normal plate. I want you to cut that in half. And we're talking about 3 meals a day here. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner with snacks in between. And I'm going to leave that up to you, how many of those snacks you have. But I do suggest fruits and vegetables. If they roll around on your plate, they are good. And I don't mean donuts. I'm talking about grapes, oranges, apples, pears, avocados. If they roll on your plate, eat them. Those are your snacks. If it has a bacteria culture in it, say yogurt, and that can be frozen yogurt or Greek yogurt, eat that. Make those your snacks. But your three meals, you're going to just take half of what you normally eat. And so if you have lunch and you have a hoagie, a foot-long hoagie, eat half of it. Put it away for maybe your dinner or maybe your meal tomorrow. If you have a plate of food, cut that joker in half. Don't throw it away. I do not believe in throwing away good food. You save it. You wrap it up. Put it in the refrigerator. And you have at it tomorrow. Okay? What you're going to learn is that you're going to start cutting your volume down. You're going to allow your stomach to start contracting. It's a muscle, guys. The more food you put in it, the more you stretch it out, the more it likes to be stretched. And it will start to talk to you, say, hey, man, we're not full. We have not been stretched down here. I need more food. And before you know it, you're overfilling your stomach. Your stomach is going to naturally start to expand, allow more food. And then you're in a bad cycle of having a stomach too big for the abdominal cavity. And that's why it looks nasty when you look in the mirror. It hangs over. You get Dunlap disease, okay? You get the mushroom syndrome going. And all those other things that just don't make you feel good about yourself. And they don't quite look good in your clothes. And now you have to get another size of clothes. And so if you want to avoid that, start to make your stomach shrink. It's not just about doing 1,000 sit-ups a day. That's for your abdominal muscles, which is the layer of muscle over your stomach. But if your stomach is stretching, it certainly is not going to allow your abdominals to contract either. So start to shrink that stomach by taking half portions. Also, second phase, a component of the eat less, move more is, of course, moving more. You're going to double the amount of movement you normally have during the day. So if you normally take 1,000 steps a day, you're going to take 2,000 steps. Okay? If you do some exercise, where maybe you're doing cardio for 30 minutes, you are now going to do an hour of cardio. Okay? So eat less, move more is about eating half of your portions and exercising twice as much as you normally do. If you're in the gym lifting weights and you maybe do bouts of exercise for 3 sets, maybe you kick it up to 6 sets. Maybe you're doing 10 reps, maybe you do 20. But it's doubling your activity effort and it's eating half of the volume of what you normally do. You do that, you take out the fried foods, and you don't go back for seconds, I promise you that you will lose weight. And guys, listen, I didn't talk about any of this stuff about eliminating sugar and all that. That's all perfection stuff that comes in the end. But let's just start right here. Let's take the baby steps. Let's step out and do what we can initially. All right? So that's my Eat Less, Move More campaign for you. I've given you that for free. You heard it from me. You heard a little bit about me. Oh, and that music you're hearing in the background, that is, let me go back for a second. What else you don't know about me is that I am the CEO, founder, and chairperson of Cosby Media Productions. That is a 5-division full-service media company that produces things such as film, television, books, and music. And we also do consulting for artists and companies. That is co-run by my COO, Leon Cosby III. And we enjoyed a fantastic year last year. We put out so many great books, inspirational books that are going to encourage and educate. And that's actually our motto, is that we want to educate the mind and inspire the soul. Okay, so all of our stuff is positive. All the content that we're putting together, we're building from the ground up. And our goal is just to get good entertainment back into the hands of the masses, whether it's books, music, television, or film. And that's just my spiel. But what you're hearing in the background is the mellowest, most relaxing music that you're going to hear in 2015. That's coming from my man Mellow Ben. He is an artist who is signed to Cosby Media Productions music side. And he's also our music producer. He does our audiobooks, the music for audiobooks as well. Mellow Bean, we are just chilling, listening to him right now. You're going to always hear him in the background hanging out with me with his music. And if you like what you hear, please make sure And whether anything we're talking about on Fat Free, what Fat Free is, Ask the Fat Doctor, is the show for you guys. We are going to be fat free. We're not going to talk about all that mess in the media and all the negativity and all that stuff. We're going to talk about positive things. I'm going to let you all run the show. You guys are going to email me. You're going to give me topics. I'm going to randomly go through them, read them, and then we're going to talk about what you all want to talk about. Anything I can give you to educate and inspire you and motivate you is what you're going to get on Fat Free. This stuff is fat free. There is no fat that we're going to chew here. We're not chewing the fat like the rest of the world. We're just going to have a good old time on this podcast here. And you're going to come in and you're going to listen to something that hopefully you can take away and be inspired from. So big up to my man Mellow Bean for supplying the music. And this show is executive produced by Cosmic Media Productions. And I am here for you and with you. What can you expect as we go forward? Man, we're going to have some guests on the show. We're going to have some people stop in, drop by, talk about their books, artists. We're going to have them talk about their music. We're going to have a little bit of everybody, big people, movers and shakers, actors, producers, the whole nine yards will be coming right into this podcast, and you get to listen to it right from my site. Once again, that's BraxtonCosby.com. We're also going to have it playing and streaming through CosbyMediaProductions.com. So you'll be able to get this anywhere. It's informative. We're going to keep it quick and short to the point. And that way you can get in, get a listen, you know, work out to it maybe if you want to, ride into work, whatever you want to do, this podcast is for you folks, and I'm going to have it here for you. Here's my big question for the year, and I'm going to bounce this to you guys. What is it that's going to help you, if your goal is weight loss this year in 2015, what is it that's going to help you lose it? Hopefully, Eat Less, Move More campaign is going to do that. Hopefully, you guys are doing some other things with exercise and diet that's going to help you along the way. But what's going to help you keep it off? What is going to be the key to helping you meet that goal and keeping that goal, you know, so that you don't fall back and lose out and get discouraged again? What's going to do that for you, folks? I want you to ask yourself that question. I know for me, my key point is purpose. 2015 for me is a year of purpose. Everything I do, I want to live on purpose. Things that happen to me, I want to accept them, that there was a purpose, whether good or bad, and that God had my back through the whole thing. I want to embrace change. I want to live in the moment, and I just want to love life, and I just want to smile more. Don't you want to do that? Don't you want to just smile more? Don't you want to enjoy what God is going to do for you this year in 2015? Well, I tell you what's going to keep that weight off? I want you to email me. I want you to go to Facebook. I want you to tweet me at Braxton A. Cosby. Tweet me, whatever you got to do, deliver it. Let me know what you're going to do to keep the weight off. And I tell you what, the key to your success is joy. Well, that is the time that I have today, guys. This is my first podcast. Thank you so very much for coming and stopping by. Please make sure you send me your questions at Braxton@CosmicMediaProductions.com. And I will email you. I will get back to you and maybe answer your questions on this podcast. This has been a Cosby Media Productions production. Executive producer Braxton A. Cosby, 2015. All rights reserved. Any reproduction or redistribution of this podcast without the written consent of Braxton A. Cosby is prohibited.